Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hanging out with us all this week on the Superstar Power Hour. We've got Justin Moore. How have you been?
Good. Busy with four kids, an album, and you know, but good.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how are Kate and the kids?
They're good, I guess. But I haven't seen them in a couple of days.
I'm hoping they're all still alive.
I think they're good.
Yeah. What are they like all into right now? Like, are you guys running around to all the different sports things, kind of nonstop?
Yeah, we're right in the thick of softball and baseball season now, and so my oldest daughter, who's 13, is on three different teams.
Is she getting ready to go to high school?
Yeah, she'll be in eighth grade next year.
Oh my gosh.
Which is
crazy. That is so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, when I think of them, I think of like your little, like, tiny, like,
right,
they're so grown up.
So, and I coach one of those teams. I coach my 11-year-old in softball. My 8-year-old, I help a little bit on her softball team. And then I coach my 6-year-old's baseball team. So,
oh my gosh.
Like last night, for example, I was home, or two nights ago, and we had six games in three different locations.
How do you handle, as the coach, like any of the unhappy parents?
I try to pass them along to our other coaches. I'm not the head coach of any of the teams, so I don't usually have to handle those things, thankfully.
Yeah.
But fortunately, we haven't had any issues.
I was reading
this year, knock on wood.
I was laughing because there was a story the other day about how there's like this town in Jersey and they have a new rule that if you are a parent and you like yell at the ump at your kid's game, you have to suit up and be the ump for the rest of the game.
Wow.
Which I thought
I definitely yell at umps. So I would be in a lot of trouble.
Suiting up a lot of the time. That's awesome. Well, let's talk about the new album when this airs that will have just dropped, Stray Dog. Yeah. I really love this album. To me, it's like an album that's very like intentional. The messages, the melodies, like it's a no skips album for me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of our entire body of work. But I think the longer you do something, regardless of what industry you're in, I think you should get better. I would think at it and more comfortable. And I certainly feel that way the older I get and the more I have an opportunity to record albums.
Talk about why you wanted to name the album after the song Stray Dog.
Well, the song is somewhat autobiographical. Mm-hmm. You know, radio has been great to me throughout my career. The fans have been great to me. But for whatever reason, I've kind of been dubbed an outlaw or outlier or nonconformist, or I don't know, however you want to say it. Not by design. You know, moving home was probably an unpopular thing. When I moved from Nashville back to Arkansas, you know, there's no secret that award shows have not been good to us. They pretty much ignore us. And so I've kind of learned that when I'm the most honest with my fans about those type things, that they relate to it and they can apply it to their lives as well. And so, you know, I thought it made sense to name it Stray Dog.
I admire that about you. I feel like you're a very, like, you know who you are and you're confident in that and you, like, stick to your guns and you always say, like, I'm not playing the games. And
you know, I mean, it is what it is. I don't, you know.
But you know who you are, and I think that's great. And your fans know who you are, and you're honest about it, and that's awesome. You recently celebrated your 11th number one song with Woman You Love. That's
crazy.
Like, you hit that 10 mark, which is big, and then to keep going, even bigger. Now another song climbing up the charts. But I wanted to talk to you about that song because we're playing it this week while we have you on the show. And that one, like, when I listen to that, it always makes me think of my fiance and his single days.
Right.
And I'm curious, like, what's your advice to guys out there who are looking for the woman that they love, like they're looking for their Kate, because I know she was your inspo for that.
I don't know that I'm the guy to go to for that.
No.
I was very fortunate that she and I met prior to all this, mm-hmm. you know, and so I never had to question whether
her intentions.
Yeah, her intentions. That's much more articulate than I would have put it. And so, you know, we've been together 21 years, married 16 wow. this year. But I think for me, I mean, outside of love, obviously, to me, communication and honesty are the biggest things mm-hmm. with any relationship, whether it be romantic or otherwise.
Yeah.
And so with our lives being a little chaotic and crazy, if we don't communicate and we're not honest with each other,
sure.
it would be
like for as crazy
impossible.
As your schedule is yeah. and for as crazy as I'm sure they are at home with the yeah. schedules with all the kids, like if you guys aren't like 100% there,
right.
it's got to be really hard.
Yeah, it would be for sure.
Definitely. I wanted to talk to you about one of the songs on the album that I really enjoyed called That Wasn't Jack.
Yeah.
Like I thought that was such an interesting take that I hadn't heard before. So I was curious, like, what was the inspiration for that song?
Yeah. So that was the first song that I wrote over Zoom.
Really? So this was like, I forget.
Strange.
Some, yeah, like pandemic songs.
Yeah, this
still.
Was like 3 years ago or whatever. And it was odd because I'm writing with guys that I had written with before, I'm friends with, and we're like looking at each other through a computer. It's very strange.
It's not a fun time.
and that was at the beginning of it, so that was mm-hmm. a brand new thing. Now we're all kind of accustomed to
yeah.
it, you know. But heard the hook and the idea and thought it was great. And I've been that dumbass guy, like, you know, drunk dialing my wife.
To me, it's like a prequel to The Woman You Love,
yeah,
almost.
Yeah,
like,
a little
that
bit.
Was like
yeah.
the story of a
go.
Guy. Like, that's the...
But this guy finally... He's like, really, it's really me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
getting it together.
Right. I'm trying to get it together. And so, yeah, it's a fun tune.
I love that. And then let's talk about the current single, You, Me, and Whiskey,
yeah.
with Priscilla Block, who is such a fun time.
She's a spitfire.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
No doubt about it. Yeah.
I love her. She's so great.
She's like great.
Another person who's like very confident in who she is, and she just like, she goes for it. But talk about why
yeah.
you wanted her on this song.
So she and I played a show together, maybe 2 years ago or something like that, an acoustic benefit show. Mm-hmm. And it was me and like Lee and a bunch of us knuckleheads about the same age.
That's
and
a good
then,
way to put it.
And then her. And I remember thinking that night, like, that was intimidating to me when I was a brand new artist. Because at the time, I don't think she had a single out even.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this guy plays number one, this guy plays number one, this guy plays number one. It comes back to me, and you go, nobody knows who I am. They don't care who I am.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I thought anyway when I was
well, yeah, when you're in her
that,
spot, yeah.
You know. But she stole the show. I mean, she sang her butt off. Her songs were well-written and great. Her rapport with the audience was awesome. And I was just really impressed with her. And so I went up to her after the show and said, hey, I'm Justin. I don't know what I could ever do for you, but if I can do anything, I'm mm-hmm. a fan, and here's my number. And
that's so nice and so kind. I'm sure that like meant so much to her in that moment.
Well, I don't know, but I was truly a fan. And so, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 months after that, this song kind of came across my desk, so to speak, and I asked her for a favor and sing on my song. But no, she's great. I think she's got a really bright future ahead.
Sure.
She's been on the road with us this spring, and she's really, really good. I'm a big fan, and we'll do anything I can to help her. And I don't know, she's teaching me how to use TikTok and all this stuff.
We
I
all
have no
need that
idea
help.
How to use.
That's awesome. And that's the only song on the record, right, that you didn't write?
It is.
Was there
that's
any,
right,
like, hesitation
yeah.
about, like, taking an outside write for that? Or
no.
Like, what's your usual, like, your thesis on that? Like,
I've kind of always been a guy that I believe that, you know, I owe it to the fans and myself to record the best music, whether I write it or I don't. I've probably written 80% of what I've
yeah.
recorded throughout my career, but some of my biggest records were songs that I didn't write. So kind of my thought process on that is, if I hear a song and I go, dang, man, I wish I'd have wrote that.
Yeah.
I should probably record it.
It's a good filter to put
it through.
If
Heaven wasn't so far away, I didn't write. It was a big song. And there are more examples, but...
For sure. But another song, I'm just going through track by track the ones that I really love because I honestly just like wanted to hear more about them. But the song with Riley, Everybody Get Along. Why? Yeah. Like, talk to me about the message of that song and why it was important for you to put that on the record.
You know, although it's delivered in a humorous way, I do think there's a poignant message.
Very much so.
You know, in the song. And, you know, if Riley were a little more handsome.
unfortunate.
maybe would work out just a tad bit. I think the song's got a chance to be successful. You know, he's slipping a bit, obviously.
Let himself go.
Yeah, really, really has. But I think, and I include myself in this, I think we should all be better listeners. I think you go back to communication, which we talked about with relationships. Yeah. And again, I include myself. And I think this song, you know, delivers that message. Again, it's kind of in a funny way because these guys mm-hmm. are identical.
Yeah.
Which is the irony in the song. But yeah, it was fun to be able to work with him. And we actually recorded the song together, which I wish was not a rarity, but it is nowadays mm-hmm. with technology being what it is. But you know, I think there were some little nuggets in there that we got because of that yeah. otherwise we wouldn't have.
That's so, like, it's so interesting to hear you talk about that, because when I listened to it, I was like, God, I wish I could make everybody listen to this song, because it's like it's such the thing. Like, I feel like we really, like, when you talk about communication, like, we live in such a world where, like, nobody's listening, they're all waiting for their chance to talk.
Right.
So it's like, if you'd slow down and listen to somebody, like yeah. you said, and like the song says, we're not all that different. Like,
no, we're not. That's a great point. I don't think we seem to be, as a country, as a nation, as a world, mm-hmm. so far apart. I really don't think we're that far apart.
I don't either.
I think we're much closer
than
we believe. Yeah.
Yeah. And so. I think songs like that, or hearing people talk about that and sing about that, is a good reminder. Like, it's not as bad as you think it is.
Right. And it, for me, like, you know, related to politics, but like, I have friends who vote the same as me, and I have great friends who vote the opposite of me.
And we also love each other.
And I can have a beer with both of them.
Yep.
And have fun. So. And I think that's important that we get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's possible. I don't know.
I think you're doing the right thing, getting that message out there and just singing about it. Another one of the songs that I really just like loved and got such a kick out of was the 5-minute song about finding a sugar mama. Like, I'm going to get rich.
5 minutes?
Isn't it? Is that what I looked at? Like, I remember, like, when I looked at it, I remember thinking, like,
a lot of time on that.
It's longer. Wow. But I love seeing that. Like, nobody puts out, like, you know, a longer song like that anymore. They're like, oh, no, it's got to be exactly three minutes or whatever that cutoff is. But I was like, you know what? This is great.
Yeah, you know, I had that album, I had that song title for, I don't know, 5-6 years.
Really?
Yeah. And so when you sit down in a room to write a song with a handful of folks, you know, you're all going through your phone going, I got this title, you know, and you know if it's a good title if people jump on it.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh yeah, we got to do that. And then you know it's not when they go,
sure.
And so I got that reaction for like 5 years until I finally threw it out to the right person. They're like, yes, let's do it.
Well, yeah, you got to hit the right person on the right day. Like, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it's a fun tune. I had the title, but I didn't know really what to do with it. Sugar Mama was not the direction I was thinking, but it was a great idea, and it a lot of fun. We've been playing it live, and it's one of those songs that, you know, you get to the second chorus the first time that people hear it and they're already singing it. So,
which is a good sign.
Yeah, it's been fun.
That's awesome. So. And then Mother's Day will be like the week of following of when we have you on the show. Do you have anything planned yet for you and Kate and the kids, or does she have anything that you know that she likes, things she doesn't want you to do?
Really putting me on the spot here.
Well, here, how about this?
I have nothing planned.
Let's do this. What is your advice to dads on what not to do on Mother's Day?
Don't forget to get a card.
Oh, yeah, that's very important.
Even if you make it, and you can spend that. Hopefully my wife's not watching this. If you forget to get a card, you can make one, and it's even more special.
Mm-hmm.
And you can spend that however you would like. That's terrible, isn't it?
No, it's not. I never appreciate more. Like, my fiance will, like, when he writes me, like, a handwritten, even just, like, a letter. Like, it doesn't even have to be a card. I'm like, that's so much time and effort.
So I'm the guy that I'll buy, like, cards for my wife, whether it be Mother's Day or birthday or anniversary or whatever. I buy them, like, 2-3 weeks in advance, and then I put them in the console of my truck and completely forget them. Your card's out in the truck.
That was such a good plan until you got to the part where you forgot. Keeping it in the car is great, because then you're like, oh, I can fill it up before I go
to
the house.
So usually she'll go, just keep it till next year and give it to me next year.
There's just a stack.
Yeah, there's a stack of them in my console.
I love that so much. Well, I hope you don't forget.
I hope I don't either.
Justin Moore, thank you so much for coming in to see us. I'm excited for you. This single with Priscilla Block and this album, like I said, no skips. It's so great.
Thank you. It's good to see you in person.
It's nice to see you in person, too. Over Zoom for like the last 3 years.
Over Zoom for a while.
I know. I'm very thankful that we have that aspect of technology now, but like being in the same room as someone has been like, so reinvigorating for me. Like, for I literally spent 3 years in a soundproof closet in my house.
Right.
And like, to get out of that is really nice. So,
there you go.
Great to see you too.
And congrats on the engagement.
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't do it.
I'm in it now. The venue's booked.
I'm joking.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.